Let's try it again. Okay, let's just talk a little bit. It doesn't matter what we talk about.
I'm Nellie Hendry.
All right.
I'm Leonard Hendry.
Leonard Hendry, and I'm Pat Waterman, and the needle said... All right, this is an interview with Nellie and Leonard Hendry, June 16th, 1984. All right, we're going to talk a little bit about the importance of religion in the Mayaca community, and specifically about the United Old Mayaca Methodist Church. Nellie, you and Leonard have gone there for a number of years.
At least 15 years. And whenever we first began attending this church, we noticed that the young people did not wear jeans to church. The boys wore dress pants and the girls wore dresses. But as time has gone by and people have begun wearing so many denim garments, the young people have now started to wear jeans to church, and they also wear boots to church. And it hasn't stopped with the young people. Even people up to the middle age are wearing jeans and boots to this Mayaca church. And the men do not wear coats and ties, but on a special occasion they would. But whenever someone is going to speak up in the pulpit, they usually wear a coat and tie. And the women here do not wear hats as they used to do. They just wear clean dresses. And then the women now sometimes wear pantsuits to church, which is acceptable.
Oh, that's good. What kind of a congregation is this? Is it are they mostly old people now who go here, Leonard?
It's a mixed congregation.
It's mixed. Yeah. So are there many people who've been going to this church for a long time, longer than you have?
Yes, there are the Carltons who have been attending this church a long time before we began attending, but to my knowledge, that's the only family that has been here before we came and who still are here.
When did you come? I've forgotten.
About 15 years
yes.
ago.
Yeah.
And let's see, there are all mixed ages in the church attendance. There are babies. And if the mother feels like she would be more comfortable for her baby to be out in the nursery, then she gets someone to take her baby to the nursery. But then not all mothers send their babies to the nursery. Many mothers just sit right through the sermon with their babies. And the baby's little sounds don't seem to be disturbing. It's only the mother that gets disturbed,
yeah.
I think.
That's all I have.
And then we have young people who attend the church. And then we have middle age, and then the older people.
So there's a variety.
Yes, there's a variety. And I do believe that everybody's going there for the same purpose, to enhance their religion and learn how to serve God a little better today than we did yesterday.
Yeah, yes, I think that's it. Now, these would be then people who live here, right around this area. Do people come back in from, let's say, from Bradenton or Sarasota? Or
Occasionally, yes. But then many of these visitors are visiting in the Mayaca Park that day, and they'll stop in at the church, you know, for their morning message. And we don't have many people from downtown Sarasota or Bradenton who are actual members. Most of the actual members are people from this immediate Old Mayaca area. But then I can see a sense of proudness in some of our members' eyes whenever they bring a visitor into the church, and the visitor can see how unique and different our church architectural structure is. And they are impressed by the furnishings and the by the age of the church, and they really get a good message while they're out here.
When do we remember when the church was constructed? I do have it written down someplace, but it was the end of last century, or I don't know what this year was, so I obviously don't remember that. Yeah. Remember that one?
Remember?
Do you remember, Leonard, when it was?
It was 1886. And see, in 2 years from now, it'll be a century old.
So, and you'll be having a special.
I bet we will.
Oh yes,
yes,
with that,
sir.
Uh-huh. Say, Leonard, perhaps say something about the windows. What can one say about them? Well, there's a window. Their windows were there with the names of the local families, right? And your family's name. Is there a Hendry window or a Rawls window?
Rawls and Crowley.
Rawls and a...
Both of them are my grandparents.
He's got two windows.
Yes.
These are like...
Yes. And I think that's a special, unique feature about our church,
yes.
The windows.
Yes, the windows and the aged, and it's well... It's in good preservation, isn't it?
That's because people love it.
Yeah.
Yes, and they want to take care of it and make it last as long as we can.
That's a marvelous thing. I want to ask you here out of context, but what about the old schoolhouse? Has anything been done yet? The old Myakka schoolhouse? I remember a few months ago you were talking about hoping to...
At the last community club meeting, which was last week, mm-hmm. which is always the first Wednesday in each month,
mm-hmm.
We decided that in the fall, in this coming fall,
mm-hmm.
we would start a building fund, and that would go strictly toward refurbishing the old schoolhouse.
Because something needs to be done with that very soon.
Yes, or else it really is going to literally fall down.
Oh, we must do something. If,
yes.
When the time comes, if there's anything I can do to help, like if you'd like me to publicize it at the community, at the university, and conceivably see if some people would be interested in supporting it.
Okay, thank you.
Because I looked at it when I came by today. It's a marvelous building.
It really is.
And it can be used in something really should be done soon.
Yes. We've already set up a building fund.
You've already set up a building fund.
Yeah. What is it, $100?
Yes, it's $102. And then I was told yesterday that we have another check for the building fund, but I don't know how much it is. But first of all, it needs a new roof. And then the rafters up there, some of them need to be replaced. And that's going to cost hundreds of dollars. And we don't really have that much money.
No, but you're right, it'll come. People will help. What about termiting? Does it need to be termited? No. Well, that's
good. I don't have any termites.
Well, that's good. Well, then, I'm glad. I'm really pleased to hear you started, because it's a marvelous building. And there aren't too many of them like that.
And Anna Carlton said that building was built when she moved here in 1916.
Oh.
And although she doesn't know the year it was built, she just knows it was here when she moved here. So it is a little earlier than 1916 in age.
And we can track the school records. You know, those would all be, maybe somebody's already done it, they will be recorded. We could go back and get all the school records one after another. If you're going to try to raise money from around, it would be kind of nice to have something that you could say, look, here was, you know.
Well, I don't know whether you can do that or not. If Sarasota County School Board hadn't kept any better records than the city.
We could take it. County's not very good.
I got this fossil, this place over here.
Yeah.
I got a permit. When I went to build this one, they had no record of it.
Isn't that incredible? That's, as a matter of fact, that happens with all kinds of departments, any bureaucracy. You should see my university. we lose students. We even lose professors. Yeah, it's a problem. Well, the school is certainly one of the things in the community that represents something of the past, as certainly does the church.
Yes.
What else about the church? What are the services like? There's Sunday services, and
they have Sunday school at 10 o'clock. And the ones who attend Sunday school are unfortunately most the little ones, up to maybe junior high age, or maybe sixth grade, I should say. The adults don't seem to want to go to the church building and stay 2 hours. They feel that just 1 hour up there is, you know, as long as they want to spend up there. And that's why the adults don't attend Sunday school. But there is a nursery in Sunday school and two other grades that'll take care of any age child up to at least the sixth grade. And above that, they're considered helpers or teachers, I believe. And then at 11 o'clock is when the worship service begins, at which time the adults come in, and then some of the children come in too to attend the worship service at 11 o'clock. And on special occasions like Easter, we have a service on Good Friday at night. And then at Thanksgiving time, we have a Thanksgiving Eve service, at which time the altar is decorated with garden produce and nuts and fruits, you know, from your growing. And usually those foods that are brought are shared between the members. The one who brings them shares them. And then we have had the pleasure of looking at them up on the altar. And that's they do look pretty.
That's a lovely custom. That's a real Thanksgiving harvest custom, isn't it?
I think so. Yeah. And then at Christmas time, the children in the Sunday school usually present the program. And they might have one or two adults who would participate, but mostly it's centered on having the children take the most part of the program.
Oh, that's nice. That's a lovely thing to do.
I think so.
And I can remember making Christmas programs. Can you?
Yes.
Yeah.
I better walk out and turn that window off.
Let's try it. All right. Yeah, I think it's all right now.
Okay. 1 year we had an interesting display, rather several years, but this one particularly stands out. The chairman of this Thanksgiving display ripped open wide a burlap bag, and she anchored it on some sticks and stood it upright in front of the altar. And on this burlap bag, she stapled things like green bell peppers, red bell peppers, onions, and yellow banana peppers, any small vegetable that had a way that she could staple it. And then another year comes to my mind when our daughter Barbara made this interesting display at Thanksgiving time. At one end of the altar, she stood a hand garden plow. And then at the other end of the altar, she had a big wooden basket with some fruits in it. And beside that basket, she had a crockery pitcher in which she had stood stalks of celery, which were homegrown.
Your daughter is ingenious, yeah. Huh? That's a lovely idea.
And then in between, she had all the other pretty vegetables and fruits too, getting as many colors in the display as she possibly could.
Is there any kind of a spring? At Easter, is anything like that done?
At Easter time, we just have Easter lilies.
Easter lilies, yeah.
If a local family is given an Easter lily by their son or daughter or friend, well, they usually bring that plant to the church and share it on Easter Sunday.
That's nice.
And then they take it home after service.
What about Christmas?
And at Christmas time, Usually the children put on the program for us, and they sing their songs, recite their poems, and they look very proud as they stand up there displaying their talents to us. And they are so sweet. You look at that child and you think, well, now, 10 years from now, he's going to look like a different person. So we're glad we got to see him do this this age.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Christmas is a meaningful time.
Yes, the families usually try to be together then, too.
Yes, and the church is packed with people. Because, see, all the relatives of the children want to come see their child in his special performance.
Okay.
So there's the church is just always filled at Christmas time.
Is there a Christmas Eve ceremony?